Last summer, a group of students and alumni asked the Rutland City School Board to retire the high school's team name, the Raiders, and its arrowhead symbol. They said it perpetuated misleading stereotypes about Native Americans and was insensitive, but others argued it stood for a proud local tradition. A number of Vermont high school students have been through this. South Burlington went from being rebels to wolves. Champlain Valley Union High changed from the Crusaders to the Red Hawks. But how do you pick a new name, and what exactly does a mascot need to signify? VPR's Nina Keck reports.
Rutland High School prides itself on sports teams, and the Raiders' ethos is a huge part of the community. Changing a name that everyone has cheered for decades is cut deep.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect.
At a virtual meeting last October, Rutland City School Commissioners voted 6-4 to retire the Rutland Raider name. It was a tense meeting, as the issue had fiercely divided the community.
A reminder to, you know, civil discourse, very important. We will systematically...
Some board members had even received threats. That's how big a deal this issue has been in Rutland. After the vote, the board asked high school principal Greg Schillinger to work with students on a new name and mascot. They got to work in November, meeting on Wednesday afternoons. Step one, creating a list of characteristics the students felt represented the Rutland community.
Things like hard work and persistence and intelligence.
Then they sent out a survey to students and families in the district, asking for suggestions that would fit those criteria. To get even broader input, they put links to the survey on Facebook and Twitter and in the local paper. 17-year-old Catherine Moore, a junior, has been part of that student advisory committee. And she's felt torn. She plays varsity soccer, basketball, and lacrosse, and loves being a Raider.
Very involved in the Raider Nation, I guess you could call it. Yeah.
But if the school needs a new team name, she wanted to be part of that process. Of the 168 surveys they got back, Moore says 50 of them wanted to keep the Raider name. The rest, she says, they went through one by one to see how they meshed with the school's mission statement and the core values they drafted.
And factor in everything like inclusivity, unity, anything that would make a more welcoming, I guess, name. So we went over that right from the jump.
Jack Wallace, a 17-year-old senior, says names that started with R were the most popular.
I remember rhinos. Raptors?
Railers and or railroaders.
There was red clovers, rockets, Rockies, robins, rumblers, red foxes, red maples.
They made a spreadsheet rangers, to see which names best fit the school values they'd identified, like rhinos showing strength or railroaders hearkening back to the city's history. Moore says the cheerleaders lobbied for names with two syllables, since they said those would sound better in cheers.
And how it would sound if you're in a huddle or if you're watching a game. Also, does it represent us? Like, do we want to be this? We want to be represented by, like, Rams, like a male sheep. We talked about that.
While students were winnowing down their list, the race for Rutland School Board was heating up. Seven people are running for three seats in next month's election. Charlene Seward is a current school commissioner who favors keeping the Raider name.
Huge issue. This is the main issue. This is the main issue of why people are voting the way they're voting right now.
The final decision on any name rests with the school board, and several candidates have pledged to try and overturn last fall's decision to retire the Raider name. Despite the divide, Catherine Moore says their student group has stuck to their task, and she feels proud of how they've done that.
You hear in the community is people just going back and forth about it, like it's tradition, but then they don't really have an explanation, or just arguing with each other. Yes, it should. No, it shouldn't. So I think our discussion was actually really eye-opening.
Jack Wallace is a member of Rutland's ski team, and he says he was in favor of changing the name from the start, but he admits trying to choose a new name has been stressful, because what if people don't like it? But he says there's also power in a name.
No, like if people respond to the name positively and if it's embraced by the community, then that sounds like something that would be really special.
School-wide votes winnowed down the names to two finalists, the Royals and the Ravens. The Royals had some historic ties to the city. The late Ernie Royal was a longtime restaurant owner in Rutland and the first African-American board member of the National Restaurant Association. Rutland also had a minor league baseball team called the Royals in the 1930s. But after the last round of voting, the Ravens came out on top. But whether that name will be approved by the city's Board of School Commissioners next week remains unclear. Allison Knott, the board president, says they could approve the name on the spot, ask for more suggestions, or there might be an effort to delay the vote. Rutland High School's Jack Wallace says after putting so much time and thought into a new name, the idea that it could be overruled by a future school board is frustrating.
Like, I'm not sure how effective that decision would be. I feel like we would find ourselves in a similar situation again.
Change, he says, seems inevitable. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.